Ephesians chapter 6. Let me get there. Father, in the name of Jesus, how grateful we are for grace. Lord, we believe that it is because of grace that we are here today. It's because of grace that we can celebrate mothers and celebrate all those who live sacrificial lives, who give of themselves for the kingdom of God. And so this morning, as we get into your word, we ask that you would open up our understanding, help us comprehend. Help us, O God, be the people that you have called us to be, so that you might be glorified above all else. And we'll give you all the thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Everybody says, amen. Ephesians chapter 6, I'm just going to read the first three verses. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. This morning I want to share a message I've entitled, An Atmosphere of Honor. An Atmosphere of Honor. Today's Mother's Day, and obviously this is the day that we honor. We show honor to those who have made that kind of sacrifice today. And I know that there are some in here today that may say, well, I'm not a mom, or you know, didn't want to be a mom, or I'm a guy, you know. And so that's what we're talking about here today. As we celebrate moms and celebrate the honor that we show our mothers, we want to talk about what it means to walk and operate in an atmosphere, a culture of honor, and living in that. And I want to take the time this morning, of course, to honor my mother. She's a woman of faith, a woman of deep conviction and love, a woman whose life is a testimony of what it means to live sacrificially. And those of you who have been a part of this church for any period of time know the woman of faith that she is, that has taught us how to speak faith and live in faith and walk in faith. So I honor my mom this morning, and we believe God for strength and healing in Jesus' name. Amen. And I want to honor my wife. She's fierce in her love. She's faithful in her commitments, and she's the whole reason why my kids are so smart. And not to mention she's just pretty good looking. And so we want to honor all of you today, and I want to honor every mother of every kind. You know, I want to celebrate every single mom who has so much on your plate, but yet you're making it possible for your kids to know unconditional love. And I know in a culture that we live in where single motherhood can be shamed, I honor your commitment and what you give towards your children. And I want to celebrate every grandmother and every aunt and every cousin, every non-biological mother who decided to take on the responsibility of motherhood out of pure necessity. And you love those kids deeply. I appreciate you today. I want to honor all foster moms and adoptive moms who decided to take on the role of mothering kids that may have never had any other chance. Your love is a rescue mission. And to every woman here today who wanted to be a mother but for some unknown reason was unable to do so, we recognize your ache, and we want you to know that you are loved, and we want you to know that God has a purpose for you in Jesus' name. So today I say happy Mother's Day to every mother. We love you, and I want to honor you one more time and say thank you for being here. You know, all of us in here are not mothers. I'm not a mother, for one. But all of us had mothers, right? We all had mothers. And I know that maybe some of you in here that maybe you had a mother that was checked out, or maybe you had a mother that wasn't there for you or couldn't be there for you for whatever reason. But I'm grateful for those moms that stepped up and became that influence in our lives that we so desperately need. And so I say those of us who had good moms, moms that were in our lives, moms that influenced us, we understand what it looks like and what it feels like, not only to love, but to be loved. Mothers can become the greatest revelation, as that video we watched there, they can become the greatest revelation of God's love and compassion for his people. We refer to God as Father, but the Bible reveals to us that God has a lot of motherly characteristics. I mean, Jesus, even as he wept over Jerusalem, he said, if I could have gathered you under my wings like a mother hen gathers her chicks. God acts in a caring and a loving and a compassionate way towards us. And because of this, we honor moms as we honor the God that they serve. And Paul tells us in the scripture that we're supposed to honor our father and mother. Obviously, it's so important to God that it made his top 10 list, right? Honor thy father and mother is in the 10 commandments. And so we know how important it is. And we also know, as scripture says, that honoring your father and mother is the only commandment that has a promise that is attached to it. So in other words, and the promise is that it may go well with you. How many of you want it to go well with you, right? I want it to go well with me. I want to get up every day and have a well day, right? I want to have a good day. I want it to go well with me. The Bible even promises a long life if we honor our father and our mother. So how well your day goes, how well your life goes is intricately tied to how you honor your father and mother. Some of you are like, I need to rewind and start over. Amen. Right? Come on now. So here's the thing about this. This commandment doesn't have like a statute of limitations, right? There's no age limit on when we stop honoring our fathers and our mothers. And I do want to point out to you that respect is something that normally should be earned. Respect is earned. But honor is something that we give away freely. Honor is something that we give away simply because it's the right thing to do. That's what we do when we honor someone. But as we look at this passage of Scripture, we need, as we show honor to our parents, even if our parents don't live honorable lives, because I'm sure that there are some in here that may say, well, my parents don't deserve to be honored. But we show honor simply because it's the right thing to do. As we submit ourselves to the Lord, we honor our parents. And the blessing is a result. The blessing that God places upon our lives is a result of the fact that we show honor. Some of us have to realize that as Christians, God has called us to create an atmosphere, of love, an atmosphere of honor, an atmosphere of forgiveness, even when people don't deserve it. See, as Christians, we don't focus our attention on who's deserving. How many of you know none of us in here are deserving of the grace of God? None of us are deserving in here of God's love or God's mercy or God's salvation or God rescuing us. Who do we think we are to determine who deserves what? So that's what we do as Christians. We do what righteous people do. And that's create an atmosphere in which we honor people. So as we talk about the honor due to mothers and parents in general, I want to look at how this heart of honor should be something that defines our lives. How our lives should be an atmosphere of honor. 1 Peter chapter 2, I've got quite a few verses we want to look at this morning, but 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17 says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Now, I want you to just look at that passage of Scripture. There's not much left out there. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. In other words, what Peter's saying there is that our call is to show honor in a world that many times tends to live only for itself. That we are supposed to create an atmosphere of honor in a culture that is really bent towards dishonor. That we are supposed to extend this type of atmosphere to every area of our lives. And how many of you know that honor begins with our relationship with God? Above all else, the Bible makes it clear that we're to honor God and give Him the glory due Him forever. Two verses of Scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17 says, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 5, verse 13 says, and every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto to him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. How long do we give God honor? Forever and ever. He's worthy of that. God is worthy, folks, of our respect, our fear, our worship. The dictionary says that honor is high respect as for worth, merit, or rank. God deserves our praise because of His incalculable worth. He's worthy of our praise because He merits everything we have to give Him. He's worthy of our praise because He ranks above all. There is none before Him, no one like Him, no one to compare to Him. And I really believe that one of the reasons why we live in such a culture of dishonor is because we take God too lightly. We see God as common and ordinary, and God is awesome. Don't get me wrong, I'm okay with the phrases that Jesus is my homeboy, but Jesus is my homeboy. But there's a little bit of commonality with that. He's not my homeboy. I don't fist bump Jesus. I mean, I'm not saying that Jesus wouldn't fist bump. I'm afraid if he did, it would be like, you know, fist bumping the Hulk or something, you know. Yeah. Yeah. How many of you know that the God that we serve is the one who inhabits eternity? He was before us. He's with us now. He will be forever. He's the God who inhabits eternity from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. The nations are a drop in the bucket. He measures the universe with a span. He uses the earth as a footstool. Fear God and honor him because he is that God. And that's not always a comfortable thing to think about, because in the day and age that we live in, that's how we want to bring God down to our level. We want to see God as the fuzzy animal that we have in our bed that we sleep with. You know, how many of some of you still got animals? Y'all got little fuzz? How many of you got stuffed animals that you still sleep with? Okay, yeah. Some of y'all have taken your stuffed animals to college with you. You took it to you get stuffed animals, right? And many times we look at that, we look at God in that way, as that fuzzy animal, and we have to recognize how awesome God is. And I do believe that when we recognize the awesomeness of God, then honor becomes a natural reaction. It becomes a natural reaction to who God is. And not only that, we can see the reason why honor is so important in every other area of our lives. And so this honoring of God directs us to honor those whom God has placed in our lives, those who have been placed in authority over us. I fought the law and the law won, right? You can't get away from authority. No matter where you go, you're always under authority someplace. Romans 13 tells us that we should honor those in governmental authority. And it doesn't say we only honor those whom we agree with. It doesn't say we only honor those who we retweet on Twitter, right? We only honor those who come from our particular website that we read and check off of our list. Craig Groeschel actually told a story about he was speaking at an event in Washington, D.C., and he spoke like on a Friday, and the next day, President George W. Bush was speaking. Now, he was President Obama was president at the time, but President George W. Bush was preaching, and Craig Groeschel was in the crowd waiting for President Bush to come in, and he was sitting beside a gentleman who spent the first 30 minutes before President Bush came in telling him how much he hated President Bush. Didn't agree with his policies, didn't like him, didn't like anything he did, was just blah, 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 just went on and on and on and on. And then when they announced and started playing Hail to the Chief, and the doors open, and President Bush walked in with Laura, and everybody stood, and they were clapping, and there were flags were flying. He looked over at the man beside him, and tears were rolling down his cheeks. And as he spoke with him afterwards, he recognized the fact that even though I don't agree with this man, I don't like his policies, I honor who he was as the President of the United States. You know how far that would go, folks? On social media, and at the water cooler at work, if we would just recognize that people actually deserve honor because of the service that they give to our country. You go read Romans chapter 13. Peter talks about it too, right? We should honor those who coach us, honor those who teach us. We should honor those who mentor us. You should honor your boss even when you think you're better than them, even when you think you're smarter than them, even when you think you can do their job better than them. And you might be right, but they're your boss. 1 Timothy chapter 5 tells us that those who teach and preach and lead us in a life of the church are worthy of double honor, double stuffed Oreos. Our honoring of those, and I want you to hear this, our honoring of those who lead us spiritually not only encourage them, it will directly affect your own spiritual growth. I mean, take a look at how God viewed his prophets and his leaders in the Old Testament, and you'll recognize how much emphasis God places upon those who spiritually lead. Korah and his group decided they were going to talk junk about Moses, and the earth opened up and swallowed them. How many of you like for that to happen? Next time you're at lunch and you're talking about the pastor and just the floor opens up. Come on now. Aaron lost his priesthood because he didn't honor Moses. Miriam was struck with leprosy because she didn't honor the man of God. I'm not saying anybody's going to end up with leprosy, but I'm just saying. But the Bible says, you know, and I don't, you know, that's why I say honor is something that we give. Honor is something that we freely give. Even when you don't agree, you give honor where honor is due. The marriage relationship should be a demonstration of honor being shown to each other through love, respect, submission. When it begins between a husband and wife, then it will extend to the children, and then it gets reciprocated simply by example, because honor is best learned by seeing it in action. It is best learned by seeing it in action. So as the husband and the wife honor each other, the children see that and reciprocate. But when the husband and wife do not respect each other, do not submit to each other, do not love each other, you don't think that doesn't flow down to your kids? It sure does. We should honor God in every single area of our lives. How many of you would agree with that? Amen. There's a few passages of Scripture I want to share with you. We should honor God in our actions and in our words. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." If we would just read this passage of Scripture every morning when we get out of bed, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, man, our drive to work would be better. We wouldn't cuss out anyone. We wouldn't throw stuff. We would respond to each other in a better way. You know, there's a Pokemon movie out, Detective Pikachu, and Avery's gotten into Pokemon or whatever. I mean, he can tell you who they are and how much power they got in life, and I don't know what all that means. Son. He's got all these cards, and so he's wanting to go see the movie, and I asked a friend of mine who went and saw it. I said, you know, is it okay? Are there any cuss words in it? And he's like, there were two H's and one D. I won't cuss for you. So there's two H's and one D. And I texted back and said, that sounds like a normal Monday morning for me. But we, you know what? When we recognize that what's coming out of our mouth and the actions that we... That's not true, everybody. Okay, I'm just saying. Some of y'all packing your stuff up. I'm out of here! The cussing pastor. But if we would say, you know, God, I'm going to honor you with my mouth. I'm going to honor you with my deeds, my actions and my words. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my God and my Redeemer. So we should honor God in our actions and our words. We should honor God in our treatment of others. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 31 says, "He that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor." He that honors God has mercy on the poor. We're not just talking about those who are financially poor. We're talking about those who are in need. Those who are in need, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially. When we show mercy, we are honoring God. When we show mercy to others, we are honoring God. The famous passage of Scripture, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service." So we honor God not only by actions and words, how we treat others. We honor God with our physical bodies, that we are literally using our bodies as instruments to bring honor to God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 says, "Honor the Lord with all thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase." You know what you're supposed to honor God with? Your money. Your possessions, the stuff that you have. Everyone needs to know in here that what you have was given to you by God. Every good and every perfect thing, every blessing comes down from the Father of lights, from whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. As God blesses your life, we are just stewards of the blessings that He gives us. So we honor God with money and possessions. We're also supposed to honor God, as I mentioned, in our marriages. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." I guess we could leave off that end one there. That doesn't sound very comfortable. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. But marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. So we recognize that God honors marriage. It's a very important aspect that God honors. So here's the final thing here. How we honor others is a reflection of how we honor God. Let's stop acting like that we can treat people like dirt and still praise God on Sunday morning. Let's stop acting like that we can treat people as though they don't deserve it and then try to give God praise on Sunday morning. Because how we honor others is a reflection of how we honor God. We see honor in the lives of mothers from the very beginning. From the very beginning, a mother gives of herself for our very existence, our sustenance, for the formation of a child. Some of us are so ungrateful. You guys are ungrateful. Your mom walked around for about 10 months carrying you around. A mother must make sacrifices for the good of the child within her so that he or she can come into this world strong and healthy. Once motherhood is bestowed on a woman, her life changes forever. Can I hear the women mother say amen? Motherhood is a call to sacrifice, to unconditionally love, to the putting of the needs of the child above her own. Godly and honorable mothers recognize that the world is not about them anymore. That there is an eternal being that God has given them the honor to help shape and mold. That every child is an eternal being that God has placed in the hands of a mom, a dad, someone who will honor God and shape and mold that child. Moms are their kids' biggest cheerleaders, and they, like no other, feel their kids' pain. Moms extend forgiveness time and time again, even when they feel the pain of rejection. How many times have mom said, "I'll hug you anyway," after the child just screamed, "I hate you! I hope you die!" Right? Well, I love you anyway. Some of y'all are 55 years old and just did that last week. I hate you! Leave me alone! Why? Because a true mother lives a sacrificial life of honoring those whom she loves the most. True mothers. And this is the atmosphere of honor that we are to live consistently as the people of God. As we look at the life of a mom who really puts aside their own self, their own dreams, their own plans, their wants, their desires to help build the dreams and wants and desires and hopes of their own children. Who decide, "I'm going to live sacrificially and give of myself so that my child can become the best person that God has called them to become." This is the life of honor that we've all consistently been called to live. Jesus has redeemed us to be people of redemption. In other words, how we treat and relate to others should be a product of a redeemed heart that then desires to extend love and grace. Because God has extended love and grace to us and redeemed us, then we act in the same redemptive manner by extending grace and love. The life of honor is a life of extending grace and love. We recognize, as we live a life of honor, we recognize that life is not about us. And that even though people are just as imperfect as we are, we will show honor because we are people in need of redemptive grace. All of us in here are in need of redemptive grace. And just like a mother, it's a life of sacrifice, of unconditional love, of putting the needs of others above our own. We are called, church, to be cheerleaders for each other. We have been called to be encouragers. We are to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We've been called to forgive others as Christ has forgiven us. And most of us will say amen to the fact that this is not natural for us. This is not a natural thing to do. We're normally driven by selfishness. We want to be honored. We want to be first. We want to be the one who's recognized. We are the ones who are right. I thought somebody would say amen to that. Yeah, amen. But the decision to live a life of honor will completely change the atmosphere of any relationship. How many of you have ever walked into a room and you can tell there's something wrong in the atmosphere? Come on now. You show up at somebody's house, they're having a get together, and you walk in and you're like, maybe I should leave. Something's not right. You can cut the air with a knife because the atmosphere has been charged with some type of negativity, some type of anger or frustration or whatever. You can typically pick up on those things. If you want to change the atmosphere of your life, your home, your family, your workplace, then live a life of honor. Give honor, extend honor, and live a life that's worthy of honor. The Bible challenges us to cultivate this culture of honor. I want to read this passage of Scripture. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. This is in the English Standard Version. Love one another with brotherly affection. And I love this phrase, outdo one another. Outdo one another in showing honor. Man, how many of y'all know some one-uppers? You know what a one-upper is? That no matter what you've done, they've done something better. If you have two of something, they've got 22. Right? They're a one-upper. And no matter what it is, it can be a good thing or a bad thing. You know, like, man, I had a car accident and broke every bone in my body. Oh, yeah? Yeah. I was in a car accident, died 7 times and came back, and I now have 407 bones instead of 206. I don't know how that happened. You're like, just never mind, man. Just never mind. You can even make up stuff, and they'll just go right along with it. Kind of outdo. We're like, we got to outdo each other. Let me outdo you. I'm better than you are, you know. Remember the jaw and Jaws where they're showing each other scars? You know, I got this one here, and that guy, like, throws his leg up. I got that one. We're going to outdo each other. What if we outdone each other in showing honor? Let me beat you to it. Let me honor you more than you honor me. You know, it's kind of like one of those things, thank you, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. So you send out thank you cards and then you feel obligated to send a thank you card for the thank you card, and then you got to send a thank you card for the thank you card to that thank you card. You're just thanking each other. But I think that's awesome. Don't just show honor. Go out of your way. Go out of your way to freely give it away, whether they deserve it or not. Go out of your way to show your spouse honor and respect and submission and love. Go out of your way to show your brothers and sisters in Christ honor and love. Go out of your way to show your boss or your mentor or your coach or someone in your life that you're appreciative of what they have done. We should strive to be people that consistently extend grace and extend love and extend forgiveness and extend hope. We should look for ways to consistently encourage and exhort and appreciate each other. We should acknowledge and rejoice in other people's successes and mourn with their losses. Some of us are not getting blessed because we're always jealous of everybody else's blessing. We should find out each other's names. Some of you have gone to church and you don't know people's names. Some of you are like, who's this anyway? I don't know. Right here. I don't know what their name is. Find out each other's names. Say thank you consistently. Defer to those who are leading us and loving us. Honor those who serve us. Honor those who take care of our kids. Some of us, we have to send kids to daycare. We have what are they called? Yeah. Babysitters, nannas, whatever you want to call them. Honor them. Honor those who bring food to a restaurant. Leave a tip, Christians. Leave a tip. Well, they don't deserve it. They didn't fill my water fast enough. Who do you think you are, King whatever? Leave a tip. Show honor. I mean, I'll be honest with you. When they do surveys of restaurant workers, they say the worst day of the week is Sundays. Sundays. Because Christians show up and act like that they are whomever, Alexander the Great. Huh? Who actually beat Josie Aldo last night in a UFC fight, Alexander the Great. But anyway, they think they're Alexander the Great. Bring me food. I want the head of a pig on a plate. Bring it. Here's a dollar. Okay. Go tip. The church What? The church should be a place of honoring those who lead us and those who teach us, those who pray for us, those who stand with us, those who are believing God with us, those who are sitting in the pews with us and worship with us. What can we do to not only honor each other, but overdo it, but outdoing each other when it comes to honor? What can we do today? When can we start outdoing each other and honoring one another? As we celebrate today the honor that we give to moms, and as we look at the life of a mother and the sacrificial life that they live, that should bleed over into us as the people of God. Moms are such a great example of the love and compassion and goodness of God, of sacrificial life. That should be the definition of a Christian. As we learn how mothers have honored us, we may extend that atmosphere of honor to every single area of our lives. Because we're called to foster this atmosphere, to not bring an atmosphere in which we're tearing people down, where we're talking about each other behind our back, gossiping, where we're trying to look for ways to honor myself, and I'm going to lift myself up. I want to be noticed, and I want to be seen, and I want everybody to know who I am. Instead, I am, the Bible says in that verse of Scripture in King James Version, preferring one another, that we prefer others above ourselves, that we say, don't, not me, but this one, not me, but that one. I want to honor those who are around me, because this not only will build those who are around us, but it shapes who we are as the people of God. It sacrifices and kills our pride and makes us walk in the humility that Proverbs tells us leads to honor. That as we walk in humility, we will live a life of honor because it glorifies God and points others to Him and not to ourselves, right? And so as we are challenged here this morning, if your mom is still alive today, I challenge you to show her honor, love, and care. But you know what? It shouldn't just extend to our moms. And obviously it should extend to our dads, but it should extend to each other. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5 that we're supposed to be submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. That we submit to each other in the fear of the Lord. And as we do that, it bleeds in to our actions, our words. It bleeds into how we treat other people. It bleeds into our worship. It bleeds into our marriages. And as we do this, God gets the honor as we show others honor. Let's create an atmosphere of honor. Let's create an atmosphere of respect, an atmosphere of encouragement and love and grace and mercy, because we are redemptive people extending redemptive grace to everyone who needs it. Why don't you bow your heads with me here this morning? Father, how grateful we are to come here today to celebrate you, to celebrate your love for us. We celebrate moms, godly moms, true mothers who were investing in our lives, who were there for us, who cared about us, who nurtured us, carried us, watched over us. And Lord, we celebrate all those moms today who have stepped up to the plate to take care of kids who needed moms, who needed nanas, who needed someone to step into their life and say, I will love you and I will care for you and I will watch over you. I know, Lord, that we live in a broken world. The state of West Virginia is broken in so many ways. Families falling apart in so many ways. And I know there are a lot of kids out there that feel abandoned. And I say today, God, we pray today as we honor you and as we honor those godly mothers who are in our lives, we pray for those children who need moms, who need someone to invest in their life, to show that love and their great and your grace. My God, I pray that you would find them and that you would help them and you would encourage them. For every person in this room today whose mom has passed away, whose mom has gone on, I pray that you would encourage them and strengthen them today to just remember with joy the honor that their mothers deserve. For every person in this room today who didn't have that mom who was in their life, that mom who invested in them. For every person in here today whose mom many times has been absent in their life, I ask that you would bring them peace today, that you would bring them strength, that you would pull them under the shadow of your wings, O God, and show them your love and your care and your grace. Thank you for your goodness. And now today, God, as we honor you, we will stand and honor those in our lives. We will be a people who create an atmosphere of honor so that you might be glorified in what we do and in what we say. And we give you thanks that Living Faith Church will be a place where not only you are honored, but God, where we honor one another and we lift each other up. We give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.